Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 32. I am your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me, as always, my partner in crime, Trevor Payne, who is not here because I am talking to myself alone in this room. This episode is a strange episode, not our favorite episode, and so we decided to do a lot of editing because, to be frank, to be honest, we want you guys to have the best of the best, especially when it comes to our podcast. We want to make sure you guys are getting what we consider to be a good show. So there's going to be a lot of editing. You're not going to hear Miyamoto's Magical News, several other segments, just because we felt like our chemistry was a little off. And it is, and you can tell that it's a little awkward, a little strange. That's because, we're trying to learn a lot of things in the background here in this episode. Doing the show live kind of puts a lot of stress on two people, so we're trying to figure that out. Also, the Google Docs was a little out of sorts because I wasn't able to edit that the way I usually do, which so the show was kind of a jumbled mess and wasn't prepared the way that I would like it to be. All in all, just not our favorite episode. So I'm trying to give you the best of that episode. So episode 32 will be a lot shorter than normal. The editing will be a little more sharp, a little more different than normal. And again, you will be missing segments that we usually do every week. If you want to see the mess up, the weirdness, the awkwardness, totally can. That's going to be on Facebook Live. You can also see that on YouTube. So if you ever want unedited stuff, just go right there. That's where you'll see both of those things. Again, this show, we want to be proud of it. We are proud of it, and we want to make sure it is the best it can possibly be. So thank you for your support, as always. Thanks for all your love and kindness. And remember to visit us on nintendoshow.com. Send in your comments, questions, concerns. This show is for you, and really, we make it so you guys enjoy it. So we hope that you do. That said, enjoy the show. Episode 32. Who knows where it's going to start off? But here it is. Transition music. Go! Console Wars, the Ninth Generation, is a segment in which me and Trev get to just talk about other things than Nintendo for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes, that's it. We're not going to give any more. We're not going to give any more love to those two. They don't deserve it. You understand me? They do not deserve it. So 5 minutes, that's what they're going to get. Trev, we're going to talk just about that Xbox, baby. We're going to talk about that Xbox conference that came out recently. Let's get into it.
Okay, start it.
Timer now.
It sucked. I didn't like that conference.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Okay, got some things got to say. Obviously, they were hyping up gameplay. Like, you're going to see next-gen gameplay, yeah, especially dude. When it came to Assassin's Creed. So I was hyped. And they were showing off these games. I think I saw like a robot penis or something weird. I don't know. It was a weird, like, there were some weird games on that. But you know, there's some stuff that looked cool, but nothing that looked like huge, crazy advancements in technology or anything like that, which makes me wonder.
No.
It makes me wonder, like, are we actually going to see a huge difference between graphics, or is it all going to be under the hood, like loading and stuff like that will be faster? But we got to Assassin's Creed. And I'm like, all right, let's see this thing in action. And it was like a cinematic, almost kind of cutscene-esque type thing. It wasn't a lot of gameplay. And so that was slightly disappointing. So I wanted to see them dive into it, man. Because like, if there's an Assassin's Creed game I'm excited about, it's this one, Devin. I love Vikings. And the new style of gameplay that they've came up with since Origins has been just awesome.
Yeah, it's been so good. So I don't know. Like, and like Odyssey especially was really good. Like, it was really, really good. So I don't know. Like, I'm really excited about this, but like what it was showing, not so excited about it. Not so excited about any of it.
I know.
Like what you said, like I saw some guy, what was the guy that showed off the Xbox One X at the beginning. I saw a video that he did on YouTube, and he was saying that it's like Austin Evans or something. Anyways, like he was saying that the generational leaps are not as big as they used to be. It's like 8 times as big, but it used to be like 10 or even more times as big. That's when from PS2 to, you know, your PS3 was a huge, huge upgrade. And from 64 from, you know, the other one also a huge upgrade. So like it's kind of my worry also is that we are going to get a lot of performance and less visual fidelity. But then when you see games like Hellblade on that one thing, if it wasn't a lie, if it wasn't a commercial, hopefully not, then I have some hope for it. But again, when I saw all these games, all of them, I was like, yeah, these look like the first one look cool. Like the samurai first person shooter game. It looked almost like Crysis.
Yeah, and everything looked real, like a lot of bloom effects and a lot of lighting, and it looked really cool. But then we find out it's made by one dude, and so it's probably not a very deep game. Like, so it's almost more like a tech demo. And so here's my thing. I think they wanted to get this out. Throw out some of the second tier type games.
Yeah,
and then except for Assassin's Creed, obviously, and I think they kind of misstepped there. But then they said July, they're going to have all their first party stuff. So we're going to be seeing the new Halo. Hopefully we get like a Fable. There's going to be some Forza. Like there's going to be some pretty cool stuff. So
Perfect Dark. That'd be cool to see. Yeah, right? A new Perfect Dark. Sure. If there's something like that. I think. And the other thing I've heard is that they had too much stuff.
Yeah.
In the big conference that they wanted to show these guys, but they just kind of announced it poorly, saying, oh, here's all the third parties. I've heard even that there are third parties in this first party conference in July, but the heavy hitters, the ones that you and I were talking about last time, instead of these like little guys. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Yeah. Again, it's just, and even like the games they chose, so dramatic and gory and depressing and miserable.
It was all just like, ugh, like I just wanted like,
yeah.
And then like, it's just so funny how like it start contrast it is to a lot of Nintendo stuff, you know?
Yeah.
it is. I was like, bro, you guys, like, I feel like they're like, I don't know, trying too hard a little bit. But there were some things on there. There was like one where there's like a cool looking beach. Do you remember that one? Can't remember what that was called.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked dope.
Yeah, a lot of it though just reminded me of like BioShocks and kind of like miserable stuff. But there were like, not that they didn't look cool. They just kind of looked the same. If I was going to make this conference, I'd be like, okay, what's a variety of games that we could show everyone rather than like, here's another space thing that's gloomy. And here's another thing that's like, here's Cyberpunk again, you know, but there was some cool stuff. I would like to see more gameplay. Like you said, gameplay was totally missing. That's what everyone's saying.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know, dude.
I want to see them new graphics. I want to see the new pretty, you know, like show it to me. And it felt like nothing that couldn't be accomplished right now on current stuff. And so, there's a time, but man, I can't wait for some actual stuff, bro. Coming from PlayStation and Xbox, bring it. I want to hear it. I want to see it. I want to experience it, especially with new consoles coming out. Like, give me a reason to buy one. Like, show me something cool. And I think we will get there.
That's the thing. I need to see a reason. Give me a reason. Like, when I saw this, I thought... And the other thing last thing, is that they had that label on everything that it goes to both systems. And almost all the games were both systems. Which makes you think, okay, well, why am I buying this system? Yeah. What am I buying this system for?
And that's where, like, I think, like, soon they need to get out there and actually show, like, this is the reason why that you don't want to play these games on that old nasty system, even the X. Like, you want to come over to the Series X, you know? And so I can't wait to see some stuff there. So we'll see. Anyways, that was the 5.5 minute ninth gen talk.
We'll be right back. Trev, it is time for Nintendo Fight. In one corner, I give you the green bean machine. Yoshi himself is coming in with Yoshi's Island. Or you can say Mario 2, blah, blah, blah. Super but Mario Yoshi's World Island, too, yeah. You all know, yeah. You get the idea. Yes, Yoshi's Island coming in hot on that side. On the other side of the ring, DK, Donkey Kong himself, Donkey Kong Country. Number one, the first game, not number two. Screw you, Diddy. We know you think you're better, but we think Donkey Kong's better. So Donkey Kong Country coming in to show his prowess. Heck to yeah, see dude. If he can compete with an obscure, but one of the greatest Mario games, Yoshi's Island. Oh, who yeah. will win in gameplay, in visuals, in story? Dude, and in sound, we'll see. Each round, we're going to start it off. We'll see Trev will go, I will go, and we'll see who is the best of the best.
Absolutely.
Trev? Dude,
hey, are you ready to do this, Dev?
Go for it, man. Oh, so Trev is doing Yoshi's Island. I got the Donkey Kong. I got Donkey Kong Country. So Trev, oh my dude, Trev is just presenting, dude. He's got visuals up the wazoo.
As we talk about this game, and don't worry, Devin, I got your back too. I got some video for you as
thanks.
Well.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So we're gonna be talking about one of my personal favorites. I love this game so freaking much. It is just, it's glorious. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. It is Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo. Now, the reason why I'm fighting for this game and I want it to win is that this goes against everything video games were going for at the time. Okay, during this time, Devin, things are starting to get more advanced. Everybody was starting to try to get into more realistic graphics, and they're trying to go with the pre-rendered stuff like, for instance, a Donkey Kong Country.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, no, and don't like, you do, don't I know. Do me dirty right
but
now.
But the thing is,
don't
that was like right the now. Big thing. Like, seriously, like everybody was like starting to go that direction because it was cool. It looked neat. Like, it really did. And so, and I, you know, no, nothing against it, but Nintendo. So, all right, a little storytelling. All right. I did some research. Miyamoto worked on this game. Okay. Our boy, Miyamoto. And Miyamoto presented this game to Nintendo, and it was with the more Super Nintendo or Super Mario World style graphics. Okay. And he's like, this is what I want to do. And they rejected it. They said, no, they're like, we want something with better graphics. This is what we want to be done. And so they made a big focus. They're like, hey, this is what we want you to do. So he went back to his team and they didn't want to do it. And so they're like, you know what? We're going to push even harder and go more the opposite direction. And so they came up with this very hand-drawn, just beautiful, just almost kind of painterly look. Like, it just looks so different from games at the time. And they knew that this was getting towards the end of the Super Nintendo life, and that this was going to be the last Super Mario game for platformer, mind you, for Super Nintendo. And they knew what was coming up. They knew the Nintendo 64 was coming, and this is going to be one of the best last 2D games of its era. Something to think about too, Devin. But the gap between this game and what do you think the next 2D platformer was?
Oh, dude. After this? Is it like Wii?
Yeah.
Is it that far?
It's new oh Super Mario gosh. Brothers Wii. So there was a 14-year wow. gap, Devin. So like crazy. A 14-year gap between 2D Nintendo or Super Mario platforming games, which is just crazy. Okay, so first of all, I love this just because of that, because they knew that they had to pull all the punches. They had to like, they just had to really just give it everything. And then Nintendo did support them and their team and just said, all right, let's do this. Let's dive in. So I want to dive into a couple things here. First, I want to dive into the story. Okay. The story is kind of interesting because like with a lot of Mario games, there's not a lot of story. It's real basic.
No.
And with the story in this game, it's basically a stork is carrying baby Mario and baby Luigi. And in the story, it does say that they're twins. I didn't know that. I thought they were like big and small, like big brother, small brother. But no, they're twins, supposedly. So this is lore.
Okay.
And Kamek comes flying by and hits him, and the stork drops the babies. All right. And baby Luigi gets abducted and he gets taken to baby Bowser and is held hostage, basically kidnapped. And Mario lands amongst a bunch of Yoshis. Okay, a bunch of yoshai. Is that the plural? The yoshai?
Yes, I believe so. The yoshai.
Yes, uh-huh. The yoshai. And the yoshis had to make a decision, a real tough decision, Devin. They had to decide, do we help this baby or do we just let him die? Except for it didn't say that in the story. This is kind of some fan fiction.
Fan fiction. Very nice. Yeah.
But Yoshis had to decide, hey, do we take this treacherous path, help Mario find Luigi, and return them to their parents that they're supposed to be delivered to? So that's essentially the story. And that's the way that it kicks off. And I find it so interesting that they're introducing a baby character, Mario. Okay. First of all, let's just get one thing straight. The crying baby sound is the absolute worst. It is horrendous.
Who wants that?
Exactly. Yeah. But I think it works to the benefit of the game because you want to go save that stupid little baby as quick as you can because of that crying. Like, because you're just like, I got to shut it up. I remember as a kid just being like, oh my gosh, I have little brothers and sisters that make this stupid noise. I don't need to hear my video games. Get out of here. Anyways, that's the story, okay? Gameplay-wise, this game, oh my gosh, it something about Nintendo, they know how to develop a platformer that just has some weight to it, like your interactions with the environment, that it's not just this floaty mess when it comes to platforming. It is spectacular. The gameplay is completely smooth. It doesn't hitch up. I love that a lot of the things they introduce in this game is what Yoshi took going forward, for whether it's in Smash or future Yoshi games. All that stuff came from this game, essentially. Like, you are able to eat enemies, put them into eggs, and then shoot them and be able to move that reticle up and down and then shoot them and solve puzzles and fight enemies. And that is something that's in future games. Also, Devin, like, this is where his flutter jump, his jump where he kicks his legs and he does a little weird flutter jump thing, that was established here. And that felt so cool. You're like, whoa, Yoshi's dope. I don't know how he's doing this, but this is really cool. The other thing, a very cool mechanic, a lot of platformers at this time, Devin, had a life system like Donkey Kong Country, mind you, no offense, where, you know, you have hearts, you have life, whatever. This, they introduced such a unique death mechanic that, like, you get hit and little baby Mario goes into a bubble and he's floating around, he's doing his thing, right? And you have a countdown timer to go save that fool. And each time that you get hit, that timer goes down slower and slower, or faster and faster. And it just was a different style of game that I have so much respect for, that they weren't just going to be like, okay, you have two hits and then you're done, you start over again. Because we saw hundreds of games like that at this point. So proud of them. I think that is so cool. And they just kind of really established this amazing game that just felt good. Not to mention the Baby Bowser boss fight at the end was so incredibly epic. It was so good and fun and just, it was so good. But the thing is that I loved about it was the music, Devin. The music, especially in that Bowser fight, was like almost like this like rock style of music for this like islandy music box, soft, kind of like just super cool. Like I loved it. It was so rad. And so I am in love with this music. It was done by Koji Kondo, I believe. And it was honestly one of the best soundtracks for Super Nintendo. Just the actual effects that they're able to put into a game was incredible. Not to mention that it just had like this childlike charm that would just whisk you into a lullaby. Like I think it added so much to the gameplay that the teams worked well together to make those coherent, that they weren't fighting against each other when it came to this game. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is graphics, Devin. That hand-drawn look. It's like a polished gem, dude. This thing was like just polished up.
It looks really good.
It really does. And it's so happy. And Devin, how many years later? Like freaking forever later. And it just still just blows our minds the way that it was done and the way it looked. And the fact that it went against the trend at the time, that they were confident in their abilities to make something that was timeless and would last forever. And they made something just beautiful. Like, it is a beautiful game. Also, very replayable. Right here, we're looking in the video. Like, the difficulty was on you. Like, you could go through it with a breeze, or you could be like, hey, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to get all the red coins. I'm going to get all the flowers. I'm going to get, you know, so it's just, there was more to bring you back to, like, try harder and explore new areas of each map and level. So anyways, that's why Yoshi's Island is going to win this.
Wow, dude. Okay. All right. There's confidence going on here. There's confidence.
I don't have a doubt.
I like it. No, listen, I like it. But let's settle it down.
All right, all
right.
Let's
tone it down just a sec.
All right, let me cue you up here, dude.
Cue me up, dude. Give me that action.
Here we go.
Dude, thanks for getting some videos.
Dude, of course.
That's nice. Giving me some background.
You got it, man.
That's sweet of you.
Anytime.
Okay.
The floor is yours, Devin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may I present to you Donkey Kong Country, a man, an ape, made a... Okay, so Donkey Kong Country came out in 1994. This is a year before Yoshi's Island. So Yoshi's Island, beautiful game. Let's begin with story. There's not much story in Donkey Kong games. There's not much story in Yoshi games, as you said. No. So on a stormy night, Donkey Kong assigns Diddy to guard his hoard of bananas as part of Diddy's hero training. Listen, they got hero training going on here. Diddy's got to do his duty, and it promises to relieve him of his duty at midnight. Later that night, Kremlings overpower Diddy, seal him in a barrel, and steal all of the bananas, leaving a trail of bananas behind them. The next morning, DK wakes up and realizes he forgot to relieve Diddy. God, come on. You know, classic.
Messed up.
Cranky Kong begins to deride him, and DK resolves to find Diddy, and the two Kongs set off to rescue their bananas from the Kremlings. So that's the story, and that's why there's bananas everywhere. Can you explain to me why the stars are all over the place? Can you tell me how that deals with anything with your game? What's up with all this weird, random crap that has nothing to do with anything? No, the story is fine. It's nothing. It's just a vehicle to get them from one place to the next, and that's about it. I'm not going to fight on story. I think they're all, to me, they're essentially the same. I guess you get Yoshi in yours, but we also get a brand new character with Donkey Kong. We get a brand new character with Diddy Kong. Both, I think, are pretty recognizable.
Yeah, very.
Both, I think, are pretty up there with Yoshi. I wonder if people even know Donkey over Yoshi. It's close. It's probably really close. But yeah, I think as far as like, or if we're bringing in recognizable characters, both of these characters, very recognizable. Let's get into visuals, though. This game, looking at it right now, it's not as ugly as you would remember, like think it would be. It's actually a pretty cool looking game.
It is.
It has a very cool claymation kind of faux 3D look. Like you said, yes, this is a popular thing that was going on. You got Clay Fighter, you got Mortal Kombat. A lot of people were going for a realistic look during this time. However, I do think this game, games like Donkey Kong, made it so the SNES could go further and compete with things like the PlayStation because they had 3D visuals that PlayStation was doing on their own thing. But Nintendo could be like, hey, PlayStation, I know you got 3D or Sega, whatever, but dude, check out what we still have on our old system. We are putting out 3D games for you guys, and you already own this. You don't need a 3D system. You already have one with the SNES. And games like Donkey Kong and all the sequels, 2 and 3. 3 was right when the 64 came out, 1996. These games held that field. People weren't interested in your 2D games, Trev. Mm. We were out, bro.
You're right.
We were out. Dude, we were out of that style.
Sure.
And to be honest, when I look at these two games like right next to each other, far away from this, you know, the map loading thing, not as pretty. And the artistic painterly look is really cool and all. But I think it holds up. It still looks kind of cool.
It does.
It's a very nostalgic look. And in my opinion, I enjoy it quite a bit. As far as like gameplay goes, dude, Donkey Kong, in my opinion, is it's a harder game, I think, than Yoshi's Island. I think Yoshi's Island is a little more childish. I do not think it's a child's game. Yoshi Island is actually a Yoshi's game where you're like, okay, there is some level of difficulty here. There is falling that you can actually die on and stuff. But we're watching a minecart thing right now, and I'm like, that is really hard. A lot of these things are actually a lot more difficult. And I think, to me, it doesn't mean that a great platformer is difficult, but it's, again, it's about the amount of difficulty needs to be right. And I feel like Yoshi's might be a little too easy, like a little too easy of a platformer to me. Just barely. Just a little. You know why? Because that stupid, stupid mechanic, that mechanic that you think is cool, which it is fine.
Which one?
The bubble mechanic.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, it's awesome. Like, it is such a different take.
Tell me it's good in all the other Mario games, though.
What? Well, it's so annoying. Dude, it is
so annoying. Well, what, the bubble?
The new Super Mario Brothers thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine, dude. It's different. Like, this is different.
Years, they bring
you're
it
playing
back.
By yourself,
nah, they
Devin.
It back.
Nah, you're playing by
dude,
yourself.
They brought that
it's fantastic.
Crap back and it sucked.
Nope, it was really good. I thought it was such a cool, unique take that it wasn't just the stupid, like, okay, you get 2 lives, 3 lives. Dude, it was different. And then you're like, oh, crap, little Mario's floating away. I got to go chase him down real quick or throw an egg at him or something.
We got that too, though. We got my two boys playing. We got Diddy and Donkey playing, and they just go into a barrel and you just find them again.
Yeah.
Tell
me how they got in the barrel, Devin. How does that happen?
the Kremlins, dude. I gave you the story.
Oh, sorry.
The Kremlins put them in the barrel. Dude, that's what I'm saying is it's a very similar mechanic. They're both. And it, may I add, a similar mechanic that Donkey Kong did before Yoshi's Island by a year.
It's not the same. It's not the same because it's like
you die and you find the character.
No, it's
again.
Like you're extra. You're just getting a one up life.
It's
then.
Your extra life. Ugh. Yeah, dude. It's the same as
nah,
yours.
No,
it's the same.
No,
it's the
not
extra
the same.
Life is the bubble.
No, it's not an extra,
the extra life. Is the bubble.
It's like because that counts down further and further the more that you get hit. And so it's not this always. There's like Donkey's always sitting there in the barrel. Homeboy.
Last problem with the bubble is that I feel like it makes the gameplay too focused on the bubble.
Mm.
You're not enjoying the world enough. You get hit too much. You always are going back and you're always worried about the
if
little
you're
guy.
Not good.
You're
Devin,
always worried about
why are you
that
always
kid.
Getting hit?
I'm just saying,
you're playing it wrong.
If you keep getting, if you're a kid and you keep getting hit, all you're doing is following that bubble backwards. It's a lot of backtracking. It's a lot of backtracking.
No,
I don't know, man. As far as gameplay though, Donkey Kong, I think has solid gameplay. I think
it
obviously it's right up there with Mario. I would say it's probably, obviously it's not as good as Mario, but I don't think Yoshi Island is as good as Mario either,
no.
In my opinion. But it is close. I think if I was going to compare gameplay as far as platforming goes, I do think that these guys are really close. Really close.
Okay.
In my opinion, really close.
Sweet.
As far as music,
uh-huh.
This is my guy. This is mine. This is mine, dude. You give the crown, you give it to Donkey Kong.
Okay.
The music is so original
it
for
is.
Its time.
And Devin,
there's
I'm not going to fight you on
of,
that.
There's not a lot of... Dude, there's not a lot that sound like this game.
No,
not a lot that sound
as
like this game.
As much as
at all.
I loved the sound of the music in Yoshi, like the music in this was so good. And then the underwater levels had like this like just different sound that was so good.
Yeah.
Like throw some of this
so
in
this
the
is
podcast,
done by,
Dev, because it is so
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, dude, for both. Yeah, David Wise did the music. He does the things for, I think he did Banjo and all those. He had a lot of Rare games. Dude, the guy's got talent. Has a very happy kind of almost like reggae jungle mm-hmm. kind of sound. Dude, it's really cool.
It's fantastic.
And he didn't have a lot like that sound. And then in my opinion, Yoshi's Island is, again, Yoshi for me is not always the best music. And I almost in a lot of the games, I'm like, yeah, I can do it. I like, it's too lullaby. It's too sleepy. And this one is more energetic. And I think it fits with what we're playing, you know?
Yeah, I think,
and
I
so,
think it fits with the gameplay real well.
Yeah. So for me, I don't know, dude. So these are both great games. These are both great games. Let's go for round one. Let's go for story.
Okay.
Who's going to give it?
Dude, they're both stupid. Like, they're both like dumb stories that have very little to them. I think the fact that we learn that they're twins, that the Mario brothers are twins, That's a big deal. I mean,
that's something
dude.
Cool. That's a big deal. That's a big
you're
deal.
You're learning some lore yeah. right there. We're getting the origin story of Mario and Luigi here. Like,
that's
true. We're figuring out how they got to their parents, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you can beat that. Like,
so we know they're twins.
Like in Donkey Kong Country, what? Just like you have these bad homies show up and then you go, I'll fight them off my island.
But I'm like, isn't that the same Mario just. Well, no.
No, dude, because like it, they were getting delivered and then the store drops some Kamek's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the freaking yeah. Yoshis come
to
together.
To
one nation yeah. under Yosh, dude.
Like, yeah, dude. No, you're right. You're right.
They both suck.
You're right.
But
there's
I'm going
to
say, like, I think that
they
there
both
is
suck,
a
but there's
bit more
to Yoshi Island. Yeah. Just bit. Yep, you're right. Yoshi Island gets round one. Trev, fight for visuals, round two. Who are we going to give it to? Looking at both of these games.
They're so beautiful in their own unique different ways. Like, they both look really cool, really neat. That it's really hard, but like when I look back at Yoshi, it puts a smile on my face. I love Donkey Kong. I probably play that more than Yoshi's, and my sister yeah, would kill yeah. me by saying that I would rather have Yoshi go through on this. But I do feel like there's a little bit of like a weird plasticky look to Donkey Kong that just seems a little off and seems weird. That I think Yoshi, just that art style just really holds up and is just so charming, dude.
So, I mean, to be honest, if I'm looking at Yoshi as a game nowadays, I do think it looks better
sure.
than Donkey Kong at its time. Well, when you look at Donkey Kong now. So I do think it does visually hold up longer. And so maybe that's what we should give it to rather than the nostalgic feeling of that game. Because I really do love the nostalgic look of it.
But nostalgia is
again,
all like
I do appreciate
each person's preference, because like I look at Yoshi and I have more nostalgia for that when I look at it. So it's,
really, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, that's all just up to interpretation, but
that's true. That's true. That's a good point.
I do think that it was like Donkey Kong looked really cool and it has this cool look. And I do, it has a soft place in my heart, but it doesn't look as good. Like, it looked like it's trying to be something that it can't. It's trying to be this 3D game that they just couldn't make happen. Where with Yoshi, they knew the limitations of the hardware and they painted a beautiful picture with it.
And the boss battle with Baby Bowser, yeah, that alone is an artistic like cherry.
Yes.
Baby, that's
and
an
with the music at
top.
That time, dude, like you need yeah. to put that music in because yeah. it's so good. That is such a yeah. moment.
You're right, dude. Visuals go to Yoshi's Island. I do believe, sir, we are getting to a beatdown of Donkey Kong Country right now.
And I don't feel good about it, Devin. I don't feel good about it.
No, I don't feel. Listen, I don't either. I tried. I'm trying for this guy. I fought hard. I've talked about this bubble. We're going to see how gameplay goes. Round three is gameplay.
I'm going to say it's
Donkey Kong Country or Yoshi.
Yeah. Like, because I love the gameplay. Don't get me wrong, in Yoshi, it's so good. And they added some very unique mechanics that I thought were awesome. But just the straight up platforming, dude, in Donkey Kong yeah. is on point. And you have to be good. And like, there's those moments that you have to like roll off the cliff and then jump, like, you know, like to get this extra leap. And it's very precise. And the minecart levels, like where you're in the cart and you're having to do the weird jumps, and it is so fun that I just remember passing the controller back and forth with my sister over and over, yeah. just trying to be yeah. like just hammering our heads
well,
against
that's
it.
That's another thing is you kind of had multiplayer a
you
little
did.
Bit with this. I mean, it wasn't quite,
no,
you know, it was the half five kind of thing.
No, but it wasn't
1%
like,
at a time.
Okay, you got to wait till Mario dies and then you can play as Luigi. No,
yeah,
it was like,
exactly.
We would get to a spot where I was playing Donkey Kong. My sister would be playing Diddy, and I'd be like, okay, Diddy has a better jump, like more nimble, like, you know, and so we were like, hey, slap hands, boom. And then like she would take off, or she would get to a part that she's like, oh, Trev, I can't do this. I'm like, hey, slap it. I got this. You know, and I love that instantaneous like pass the controller without actually passing the controller, just passing the actual control of that that particular time. I thought was really cool. Like that made it this great multiplayer game, even though you're not playing at the same time.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm pretty close on the Donkey Kong thing. I think it might be, I wonder if it's too hard. I think they got better. I think gameplay got better with Donkey Kong. I think the first one, maybe it was a little too, not tuned in enough to me. Okay. But I feel like compared to Yoshi's Island, though, it's again, it's really close to me.
It is close.
So I don't know. I would be willing to go either way, but I'm fine with going Donkey Kong on this one.
However, I feel confident.
We might get a weird tie situation.
Then I don't know what we do.
We
haven't planned for this, Devin.
We did a plan for this. We don't know what to do. So that's gameplay. Going to Donkey Kong for now. Timidly from me for now. We'll see how it goes. Round four. Sound, Trev. I mean, I think we both agree that Donkey Kong
takes it.
Right? It has to. I mean, it's very, very much in my head. I remember a lot of music from Donkey Kong, dude. Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That alone, dude. That song alone beats everything that Yoshi has.
No, it's so good. Like, yeah, dude, it has so to go through.
So
yes,
good.
It wins
so
it.
Good.
Sorry, I just had to do it in my head and I... Eh.
No, dude, it's so good.
Okay, so we're in a tie
it.
Situation, Devin. Dev, what do we do? What do we do?
What does your heart feel? We're in a tied situation. What is your heart telling you right now?
My heart is telling me Yoshi because it, like... I think like the background of the game lends itself to just like this cool story of this amazing game that, you know, people fighting against like the mainstream, freaking Miyamoto just like, we're going at it, dude. And
I mean, that's great.
It's fantastic.
It's great, but I'm thinking of something here now, Trev. Like my heartstrings were going to Yoshi Island. They were.
Oh no.
But then something came to my mind. I look at these four rounds and we gave a gameplay, which in my opinion is more important than visuals. And we gave a game music, which in my opinion is more important than story, especially on this one.
So are we going to be weighting these differently then? Is that what we're doing then, Dev? Is that what we're trying to say?
Well,
it's like gameplay gets 2 points.
Are you saying to me that visuals are more important? Gameplay is more important than visuals. Yes, or there's a video game.
Well, okay, maybe not. I don't know, man. It's like it's about. So, for instance,
or are we saying
say,
the gameplay was
personally,
wrong?
Personally, I
we
would
saying
say
the gameplay is wrong.
No, the gameplay is great, but I would say like story for me is number one. Like, it could be an amazing story, and the gameplay is like, I will love that game. And
but the story's not good.
I know.
In this
I'm
game.
Not talking
but
about
the
that.
Story's
the, like
not
in
good
future,
in
we're talking about this stuff. All right.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. Cause there's games like Last of Us, but the games like that are story heavy. Then I totally agree. But this one, I can't
Cameron
say hey,
in
the
story
chat
is
completely story better.
Is more important than music.
That's true.
Boom.
That's maybe true. I don't know.
You know what?
In my opinion, platformer's not.
Dude. Yeah. Cameron's right. It adds to story. Like it's like, they're almost like married, dude. Like story and music. They're spinning some webs, dude. And then wait, we gave visual to Yoshi, right?
Yeah, we gave visual to that. But my thing is music adds to story.
Yeah,
I think music
stories better
I think,
in Yoshi.
Nah.
All right,
dude.
Let's take this to the Facebook chat.
Hold on.
And we got Cameron sitting there. Cameron, which one goes through, bro? You tell us. You're
Cameron,
this freaking tiebreaker.
Cameron,
no.
Dude. Cameron, bro.
Cameron.
Listen to me. I don't know you very well, but listen to me, Cameron. I know he's got a bald head and a beautiful beard.
He doesn't
but
have
all
a bald
I gotta say.
Oh, you're talking about me? I was like, Cameron has a
yeah,
beautiful
about you.
Head of hair.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I'm
how
sure he
dare
does.
You
I'm
insult
saying,
the
I'm
man?
Not, I would never insult Cameron.
Cameron.
I would never.
Cameron, do you
Cameron,
hear
dude.
This man? He's insulting
Cameron,
you.
Cameron, I would never insult you. Gameplay, let me just say that gameplay in a platformer is more important. Gameplay and sound is more important in a platformer than story. The only game that I can say that story is better in a platformer is Celeste. That is the only game.
Oh, he says Yoshi.
Okay, Yoshi wins. There it is. Cameron, thank you, bro.
Okay, tiebreaker.
Throw that out.
See, this is what happens.
Tiebreaker, Cameron.
Join.
Dude, thank you. Hey,
thanks,
if you join
Cameron.
Us on Facebook Live, there it is, man. Trev, let's get into fan questions, huh? Let's get into that fan question
Dude, let's
action.
Do it.
Ben asks, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake has been announced, but sadly, it has not been announced for the Switch. Do you expect we will see the game coming to the Switch? Do you think we will see? So this game is being ported by the guys that did Crash Bandicoot, the Insane Trilogy, and the guys that also did, and they did the racing Crash Bandicoot as well. So in my opinion, I could see a world in which, so both of those games came out a year before on the PlayStation and the Xbox. I can see a world in which we see Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remastered Switch maybe a year from now.
Yeah, I would love that. Like the, because those were like when they it was good, dude. Like those is when like T Hawk was knows what's up. It was so fun. Yeah, and the soundtracks were phenomenal. I would love to, you know, I actually have not gone back to those games, so I don't know how well they hold up. But I do have very fond memories of them, and I would love to experience them again. But I could totally see them coming, like at some kind of port. Like, why not?
Did you watch the trailer at all? Did you see the newness that came out? Oh, dude, it looks really good.
Does it really?
It's a good port. Dude. Yeah, it looks really good.
Okay, so are they doing some goodies? Are they adding some extra oomph to it?
They're adding a little bit of, yeah, they're adding a little bit of action into that. So, it's the 1 and 2, but it's actually a real remake. It looks really good. Like, it looks legit. And they actually got the old skaters. So, they got all the old skaters that... And they got all the so basically a lot of the licensing stuff, like the music and stuff, because that game is known for its music.
Sure.
It's coming in. So it's not like Pro Skater HD that came on the Xbox 360, I think, or maybe the Xbox One recently. That port was horrible. This one actually looks really good. So I think it's Vicarious Visions that did it.
Okay.
That's the port house, cool. I think. So
that's,
yeah,
that
man.
Sounds awesome. I would love that.
It's really cool. It's really dope. So I think I could see it in a year. The visuals are good, but not good enough that I'm like, okay. I mean, they are pretty good, but I can still see them on the Switch. It's very possible that they will bring their blurry faces to the Switch easily. Lauren asks, leaks to two retro studio ideas came out recently. One is of a Sheik game. The other is of a Boo game. And she was wondering what secondary character deserves their own game. First off, both of those ideas would be really cool.
That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
A Sheik game?
And what would it be like? A Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, dude, that'd be so cool. That like be a Ninja Gaiden, cool? but like Zelda kind of mix, like an RPG version.
That would be
version.
Pretty rad.
So they have some art of that, and then they have art of a Boo game, but that was it. These games are very highly unlikely that they're coming out. I think the developer even said that. They didn't think Nintendo even like showed up or anything. So there's that. Secondary characters, I think.
Wouldn't it be weird if they did a Luigi game? Like where he had a flashlight.
It's like that guy needs
know,
some
just off the top of my head
spotlight. Needs some some daylight. Give that Luigi some love. That twin needs something,
bro. You know what? I would love. So I've always Star Fox. I've always really liked Falco for some reason. I always thought he was real cool.
Yeah, he's a good secondary.
And
yeah.
I would like to see not a Star Fox style game. I want to see him as like a special agent, like spy. He just seems real dope. Cool. He can get the job done. He's got some James Bond skills. I'd like to see that. That'd be kind of cool.
It'd be cool to see Falco on his own thing, kind of doing like a Han Solo on his own kind of thing.
Oh, does he have a Chewbacka? Cool. Does he have a Wookiee?
He's got his own crew. Yeah, dude, he rolls up with his own crew.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, I think Falco's a cool enough character that, yeah, you could definitely.
I always thought
he
just looked cool. He looked awesome.
Ganondorf? Homeboy's got backstory, bro.
Yeah.
Homeboy's
he does.
Got backstory.
Just straight up back.
You know, he's got back, too. He's got a lot of back. I mean, it's a big back. Man's got a big back and a backside, too. I mean, there's that, too. It's very nice gluteus maximus. dude, but that I could see a story that's like tries to humanize Ganon or something. Like a cool, like... him being like the one of the last Sheikah people or whatever, and like
that would be kind of cool.
Seeing all of his people die and all that, and like why he's doing
this
the
is
evil
almost like a Darth
does.
Vader situation.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh, I like
yeah,
that.
Dude.
Dude, you know what? Anyways. A game that actually did do this was Shovel Knight. like Shovel Knight, yeah, the main game, true. And they had expansions, yeah, of true. Full-on like campaigns of Spectre, yeah, Knight and King Knight and all that different stuff. Like, I think that was cool. Like, hey, let's dive into these guys and, okay, what were their abilities be? And so that was the company actually doing that, that I thought was pretty cool.
People should do that more often, dude. Like, see, like widen their game out to like that kind of cool Shovel Knight, like piecing out your characters to do cool new stuff. Like, seriously, I mean, Shovel Knight maybe went too far. There was a lot of knights going on there.
Yeah,
but it was cool. It was all good stuff. So yeah, man, that is it for our fan questions, Trev. We did it. Thanks, y'all, for sending
those
in.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Trev, recommendations. You got yourself a recommendation?
I do. My recommendation is, during these times where things can be stressful, it's weird, it's crazy, things are just going on, you know what? Take a minute, go do some meditation. If you've never meditated before, it's honestly my favorite thing to do. It's helped me for years. You know, at the end of the night, taking a moment and doing some meditation. And it's not like this like weird religious thing. Like, some people like look at it like weird, like, oh, you have to be Buddhist to meditate. No, you know, anybody can meditate. It's about controlling, like just being able to accept our thoughts and process them. And if you need some help, there's a really cool app that I actually helped me get started, and I don't use it anymore, but it's called Headspace. I love it. It's a good starter way to kind of get your bearings figured out when it comes to that good old meditation. But seriously, it is one of those things that just keeps your mind straight and relieves a lot of stress. And I couldn't recommend it enough. Take some time, help yourself, do some meditation. Hey, let's do it for just 5 seconds of meditation. Everybody right now.
Let's do this thing. Everyone?
All right, we done. Yeah, you don't need that.
Beautiful.
Anymore.
Man, that felt good, huh? Woo, silence. It's not scary. I'm not scared of the thoughts in my head.
Oh, no, I always have that kind of sound. I never want to hear those thoughts. No, I'm just kidding.
Trev, my recommendation is a movie called Your Name. It's an anime, which is movie. I usually don't do animes. Not usually an anime guy. I do it sometimes. Guys, Your Name, if you're a romantic like myself, it's beautiful. It's romantic. It's great. No, it's not another whatever, Emma. Whatever is it,
yeah,
just the last time.
That was a disappointment. It's
not a disappointment. That was a great movie.
Oh man. No, that's good. No, this, I've heard really good things about it. Like, it is more of a romantic anime, but it's pretty dope from what I hear, right?
Yeah, it's a romantic thing, but it's also got a lot of cool like time traveling kind of stuff going on. This is a really cool it's like Freaky Friday and Back to the Future and like a really good romantic movie. Had a Baby. This is what it would come up with. And if Japan was added in there, it is so good. It is so good. This, in my opinion, out of all the anime, I've seen some really good anime movies. When I watch anime, I usually watch the best stuff. I think this might be one of the best anime movies. A lot of anime movies are, in my opinion, a little indie. And what I mean by that is, you think after watching it, you think to yourself, what's the point? Like, what did I learn? Like, what is this? Why am I watching this? This to me was a lot, like the story was there, you knew you could follow it. It had some confusing like time travel stuff, but it made you think. It's really good. This is one of the best anime movies. In my opinion, my favorite anime movie is probably this one. It's really
up
there.
I will watch it.
So Your Name, check it out. Thanks everyone for watching on Facebook Live. We appreciate your help in Nintendo Fight, especially Cameron. Thank you so much. If you want to be part of the show in that way, remember you can hit us up at Facebook Live every Sunday at 9 p.m. And that is Mountain Daylight Time.
Sure.
MDT. I think is what that's called. And then you can join us on our Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter at Nintendo Show Pod. And remember to like and share and rate us on the podcast service of your choice. And leave us a review on iTunes. All those things help out a lot. We're trying to build up a nice old fan base, and it is going along swimmingly. Thank you, everyone, for your support. It really is helping out a lot. That's it for the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching us. Thanks, everyone, for listening to us. Hearts and all that jazz. That's a weird heart. We love you. We will see you. Bye.
Pod.